From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau.
Oh, pretty good.
That was loud, too. We were giving you the gift of our voice.
And stereo sound.
Because otherwise our show would be doomed.
Doomed! That was not planned.
That was not. Hey, welcome to Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man on Podzilla 1985 Network. We're so glad you could join us tonight. The weather is cooling off outside. It's almost October. Jesse, it's like someone flipped the switch on fall.
They really did. It went from 90 degrees outside to 75.
Could not be happier.
Me neither.
And we're so happy you're joining us for the special show tonight. I am Mr. 100, Shannon Young. Yes. It took me a while to remember my name.
He forgets it occasionally. He's got to say it over and over again so we can remember it.
I legitimately almost said my name was Billy Hills.
All right.
Yeah. Down at the end of the table, as always, my co-host of the handsome and great golfer, the five-star man, Asa Gray.
Just came up just so short on a putt. I'm so mad.
I almost want to call you the five-par man.
Five-par man.
But I don't know what the par was on that particular course.
I don't get it.
Producer Allie, to the right of us.
Hello.
And our special guest tonight, making another appearance on the five-star man and Mr. It's Jesse Kimball.
Evening.
Also, Dalton is in the peanut gallery playing with his new phone. An iPhone?
What a loser.
Well, there goes that Apple sponsorship that I was working on. JK, like Apple pays for anything.
Right?
Justin Long did an interview on the Nerdist because they were, maybe it wasn't the Nerdist, but he did some interview. And they were asking him about like all the cool stuff that Apple must have like let him preview or had given him. And he's like, the big thing that Apple gave me? A paycheck. And that's it.
You know,
good thing he got that.
Yeah.
Justin Long did not get an iPhone. He did not get an iPod. Like, he got nothing from Apple except for a series of commercials and paid for those.
And forever to be known as the Apple guy.
Yeah.
Like the Dell guy.
John Hodgman.
Is that what his name is?
Mm-hmm.
Never knew it. Just knew it as the.
Because he was. I always loved him on
the dude you're getting a Dell guy.
Yes.
Is that who you're talking about?
Oh yeah. No, I thought you were talking about. I'm a PC. I'm a Mac and I'm a PC.
Oh no, I'm talking about. You remember that douchebag in those old commercials? Like, dude, you're getting a Dell.
Vaguely.
Yeah. I think that guy went to jail. Actually, I'm almost positive.
I mean, it was the most 90s
dude, you're getting
computer
a cell.
Commercial.
Were those the headlines?
Next to the guy that did Slap Chop. What was that guy's name?
Oh,
I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
There's only one name in home consumer products that I cared about, and that was Billy Mays.
Rest in peace.
And I almost said Billy Hills again.
I knew you were going to. I almost said, don't say Billy Hills, because I know you're going to want to.
Well, I know he just opened up that fashion barn.
He did.
Yeah.
I hear you can
He's
get
a made
coupons.
Man.
So our voices are back. I know Jesse did Nerd Up yesterday, or I'm sorry, Sunday.
Yes.
And you guys were good. I'm glad we didn't do our first show until Tuesday, because my voice was gone. Even when I re-listened to Nerd Up Monday when I was in Jackson, I noticed that my voice still sounded off because we had screamed so much on Saturday at the Cape Championship Wrestling event that my voice was still off. I don't think I could have done a whole show talking. So I'm glad that Tuesday is our start and back date. We have a lot to say about Cape Championship Wrestling, by the way. All of us attended. Tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted, we're going to talk about it in depth. We got a lot to say. But again,
it's going to be a big show.
It's going to be a big show tomorrow. And if those guys are listening, I again want to just extend our thanks to them, for the wonderful, wonderful event. It was a lot of fun. But that's not what we're here to talk about tonight. Tonight. Yeah. This is how important this show is. Ace is playing Mario Golf.
We've covered my disdain for
the thing we're going to talk about.
Yep.
Now, we're going to talk about the debate. We're actually going to talk about Donald Trump. We got a couple things to talk about, all related to politics. I wanted to name this episode Politics as Usual because I thought that was clever. But then I noticed I could not use the usual moniker of Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. And if it doesn't say Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man, no one's going to listen to it.
Oh, that's cute.
If it doesn't have the Five Star Man seal of approval, who cares? Right?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know my contribution to what that bit was supposed to be.
Nothing. I just wanted you to be there.
We just want you to be around.
I'm right here, baby.
So last night was the first presidential debate between Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee for president, and Donald Trump, the quote-unquote Republican nominee for president. And people thought it was going to be big. It was huge. It was a ratings blockbuster. I mean, this... whether you like politics or not, whether you like these candidates or not, and more than likely you don't, it was big. It's probably the biggest debate we've had in modern history, and it broke records. It was insane. And if you thought that Donald Trump was going to come out of the door swinging, he didn't. He actually got trounced pretty heartily, according to me. But it's like someone I saw online said, whoever you support in this race won the debate last night.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
And that's my problem with debates in general, is like, especially with the candidates that we have now, like politics in general, like you have your side, you know who you're going to vote for. This just further entrenches you. This isn't a debate to, especially with the way that Trump was spouting, like,
vague rhetoric.
Yeah, this wasn't the way to sway undecided people.
Yeah.
This was just, oh, Trump's a crazy person who spouts off whatever he feels like, and then Hillary Clinton is the Democrat.
And also, that's what the debate is supposed to be, though, is to sway the undecideds.
And it's just, and it never is. Like, I mean, maybe with Romney Obama, because both of them had kind of, and even Obama McCain, like they had clear platforms of, okay, this is what I hope to accomplish with the presidency.
Well, there were a few small pools of undecideds that were polled post-debate on who they believe won the debate. These were pools that were not allowed to be brigaded by Reddit and 4chan. and most of them had them going in favor of Hillary, like most of the time 80% or more in favor of Hillary.
Otherwise, it's like, no, I'm not going to... The Screaming Muppet was...
Screaming Muppet was not entertaining tonight. Yeah.
There was a great video that John Oliver put out on Sunday during Last Week Tonight, which, by the way, is just a fantastic show. I think we all agree on that. Mm-hmm. But John Oliver did a great segment about the scandals facing the two politicians in this political season. And it's important that you go watch that because, like you said, it's almost Trump's crazy, but Hillary's worse. And a lot of people hold on to that misconception that she's worse than he is in a lot of ways. And that really puts it in perspective, this video, of who's actually worse.
And I mean, that really hits home. Like, my entire family, I've talked about it on the show before. My mom, her new husband, my aunt and uncle, a lot of my family are voting Trump. And when it came up on, like, a family get-together, someone, you know, asked the question, who here is not voting Trump? I proudly raised my hand. And, they asked me, like, really, you're voting for Hillary? I'm like, she'd be better than Trump.
By far.
Yeah. And that's what they were saying. Like, and I had a lot more colorful language describing Trump. But, they're like, well, there's no way you can actually believe that Hillary is a better candidate than Donald Trump. And I'm like, see, I'm thinking the exact same thing here, but opposite. Like, yeah. I don't understand your logic.
Except you have the evidence to back it up.
They have none.
Yeah.
Cause I asked
them, Trump said.
You sure he did?
Well, just even the basic thought of who's going to be better to run our country, a politician or a failed businessman and a proven liar? I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's debate it. I didn't want to talk about it. I really didn't because Asa doesn't like to talk about it. I like to talk about it and I don't because I think Asa and I are actually in this exact same category of we both know it needs to be talked about. But like you said, you are not going to sway people one way or the other at this point. People are locked in almost into what they believe. So what's the point of talking about it? Well, this is less of a show about that, even though we are going to talk about the debate, and more of just, I just wanted an opportunity to bitch because I got on Facebook. And if you got on Facebook after the debate, that was your first mistake.
Or during.
Or during. Yeah.
Because my Facebook or feed before. Was like, I was watching wrestling.
We were watching wrestling.
True. Like, I knew what the debate was going to be. And believe it or not, my prediction was 100% correct.
I can't believe that still.
But it's like, as I was scrolling through Facebook, I was pretty much getting a line by line. Oh, wow. I can't believe Trump just said this ridiculous thing. Oh, Hillary's comment was this. Like, so I pretty much read a transcript. So thanks to my Facebook friends who are... Just and then so invested.
I didn't watch the debate until today. Like I watched it earlier, and yeah, I was kind of doing the same thing in the that legendary chat. Just every time something would come up, I'm like, really? Really? And like so many times, just so many comments. Like, and we'll get into more detail later. But
yeah, because that legendary PZ85 chat spawned part of the conversation tonight.
Right.
But what got me upset and what I really want to talk about was the amount of people on Facebook, and there were actually significantly less than I thought there were going to be, that was pro-Trump, that I knew was going to piss me off because they were going to talk about how amazing Trump was and how he knocked Hillary down and put her in her place, put that woman in her place, Jesse. There was one in particular that I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to embarrass anybody. You know, I don't want to shame anybody except Trump and Trump supporters as a collective. We'll get into that in a second.
Yeah.
But this guy, he was post. I mean, just Here We Go was one of them. Get her Trump. Looks like she's going to start seizing out. I don't even know what that means.
Oh,
I guess
because she had pneumonia, so she's weak and frail and is about to die.
She doesn't have stamina.
Stamina.
Yeah.
She doesn't have that presidential look.
And then the best one, it says Trump 1, Hillary 0. And during this, there's a whole bunch of comments. But my favorite one is, where is it? Blah, 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 blah. No. I don't even know where it's at anymore. I just lost it. You talk for a second. Oh, here it is. When someone criticized and said, well, Trump's awful. And he says, I get it, but I feel like he would be more of a positive impact for our country than her lying ass. That's what triggered me. That's what set me off. I had just watched that John Oliver video. Al, you got something to say.
Because I've also, on Facebook, I've seen many times, like, the comparison between Trump and Hillary being, well, Trump says awful things, but Hillary does awful things. Which one is a lie, because Trump does awful things. And I want to look at those people and say, do you not know the power that words have, especially to someone in that position of possibly being president?
Yeah.
It's insane. And to think that words don't do anything, a mindset of racist and sexist of all that doesn't do anything is ridiculous.
No, he didn't say any of that.
Just ask him.
False. Ask Sean Hannity.
Nobody
calls Sean Hannity anymore.
Why does anyone call Sean Hannity?
Because then he get fired from Fox News. Like,
oh hell no, Sean Hannity is like a hero to them.
Oh, I'm thinking the other one.
Also, Sean Hannity at this point is basically a terrorist. He's a domestic terrorist. In fact, Fox News is basically ISIS for American politics. That's right.
Wait, so Obama founded Fox News?
Yeah, because they made their money on his back, pretty much.
Well, no, because Obama's the founder of ISIS.
And Hillary's the devil.
Hillary has been battling ISIS since she was born.
Yeah, for her entire adult
Her entire life.
One of the other things that this particular person wrote, this is one of my favorites, because someone pointed out, I disagree, he was a babbling idiot talking about Trump, and I'm a Trump supporter and cannot stand Hillary, but that was a mess. And this person replied, she dodged a lot of questions. She's done this many times before. Trump hasn't.
Literally said
Trump hasn't dodged the question. Did you watch the fucking debate?
Did he even finish a sentence in the debate?
If he finished a sentence, did he ever give an honest or complete answer? Or did he just do his little dodgy quickie attack?
Oh, just ask anyone.
Ask Sean Hannity. Why is no one asking Sean Hannity?
I mean, I'm trying to think of the question in particular that, it was the birther question. I think the basic breakdown was Lester Holt asked Trump, like, all right, so, why do you believe, or why did you believe that Trump wasn't a natural born U.S. citizen until 2015? I'm dumb. Anyway, why did you believe that Obama was not a natural born citizen until 2015? Or as early as January of this year, and the birth certificate was released in 2011. So Trump's response was effectively, it's because nobody was asking him the question. Nobody got that birth certificate. I got that birth certificate. I'm very proud of that.
He's proud.
Yeah. And then Lester Holt repeated the question. That document came out in 2011. You have been cited as early as January of this year, still convinced that, Obama is not a citizen of the United States. And he repeated himself again. Like he dodged everything.
And if he's not dodging, he's lying.
Right.
And that's the part that gets me is like this guy who is so adamant, and I'm going to be repeating myself a lot to these guys at the table because this is not the first time we've talked about this. We talked about this earlier today. We have a huge discussion about why I have a problem with Trump. So for them, I'm just rehashing. For you guys, it's fresh. But I have such a problem with these people that hear Donald Trump and call Hillary a liar and call her all these names and she's done these terrible things without acknowledging the fact that Donald Trump is a complete liar. Politico. I don't know if you saw this. They did a study that showed that, what is it? Hillary lies once every 12 minutes, or once every 15 minutes. Donald Trump lies once every 3 minutes. It's ridiculous. The amount of horseshit the guy talks and people don't listen to it. They just hear what they want to hear. That's the problem with politics, is people are voting for him because they're Republican, not because of the issue.
Yeah, and Hillary also had a terrific play last night in setting up her website as a fact checker. That was just brilliant. That way she was able to avoid answering the ridiculous questions and refuting the ridiculous things that Donald Trump kept saying. Like, she didn't have to keep saying, well, no, that's not true. You said that here. You said that here. She just kept saying, check out my website. We got the fact checkers on it.
Or we got NBC. I got NBC News popped up right now. You've got one popped up right now. There's a whole list of things that Trump said that were complete lies, where he said that he did not support the invasion of Iraq. He did. It's documented. He talked about he didn't start the birther movement. He did. It's documented. He didn't say all these terrible things about women that Hillary Clinton is supposedly attacking him for. He did. It's documented.
He didn't claim that climate change is a hoax, a very expensive hoax perpetuated by the Chinese. He did.
In fact, they showed the tweet.
Yep.
On a lot of the networks.
Yeah, they did.
That was eventually deleted.
Well, the problem is...
because his team deleted the...
In real time. Yeah, they were like on his Twitter, like going, okay, what'd he say? Click, quickly.
But the problem with that is you can delete it, but there are so many websites that just archive tweets. Like even stuff that I would have deleted off Twitter might still be on some of these just random websites. Not like targeted. It's just they just happen to archive everything because once it was announced that Twitter was going through and kind of freeing up space by just deleting here and there stuff. That's all.
That's why we always say, be careful what you post online because it will come back and haunt you.
Yeah. Yep.
Unless you're Donald Trump. Then it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to your supporters anyway.
How about Jesse when Clinton pointed out that Donald Trump hadn't paid his taxes in...
he's a smart man.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Now,
smart man.
I do have a thought on that because the average person will absolutely try to do every little thing to avoid paying taxes or to avoid paying like the full amount of what they're supposed to. And I understand that. But there is and that's what I think some people are trying to like give him a pass for. It's like, oh, well, you would do the same thing. The difference is most like if an average American family who makes like less than $30,000-$40,000 a year and all of their money is going towards like food and clothes and, you know, medicine, stuff like that. Like, yeah, they're going to try to find what little break they can.
Right.
But someone who is as rich as Donald Trump claims to be. Like, no, if someone that wealthy avoiding taxes is doing nothing but putting a burden on the exact people he is clamoring and pandering to. Well, you're left with this demographic of people who are actively against social programs because of the minute proportion of those people who take advantage of it. But in reality, the person who's actually robbing them blind, when you see, oh, I can't believe this much money has to go to welfare, has to go to food stamps, and I see people buying stuff. No, don't be mad at them. Be mad at people like Donald Trump who are gaming the system and the government so that they don't have to pay their fair share.
Yeah.
And which just increases their wealth and literally does absolutely nothing for the middle and lower class, which, like you said in the group chat, Jesse, like it's the big thing I dislike about Gary Johnson is that, like, I agree with a lot of his stuff except his tax policy.
Yep.
Because I think what you said is like, no, we don't need to try trickle down again.
Correct.
Because it failed just so spectacularly.
Trumped up and trickled down.
Well, yeah, no, that's actually, I mentioned that earlier. That's one of my favorite. I'm not going to give Clinton credit for it, but the DNC's coining of the term trumped up trickle down economics is beautiful. And I don't understand why anybody thinks that that's a good idea. Like, why do you think it already failed?
Are you talking about his taxes or him?
Trickle down.
Okay. I thought you were talking about Trump just as a whole. Who would think that's a good idea?
I mean, that also confuses me, but I mean, here we are
again. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it, but it was really interesting for the last, one of the things that I noticed today, for the last several months, r/politics on Reddit. Obviously everybody that's listening to me knows that I browse Reddit quite a bit. Ace is there pretty frequently too.
I am.
I dabble.
r/squared circle.
It's a fun place for you wrestling fans out there. But, r/politics is usually like, I actually said wrestling.
I know. I'm proud of you.
I didn't say wrestling.
It's okay.
It's just you gave me the look for a second. Anyway, it's actually been like a pretty much like a 65-35, 70-30 split.
Yeah.
Between like Clinton and Trump supporters on r/politics. Basically every post today, with the exception of Hillary's comment about the PFF being the gold standard, that was the only post on the front page of r/politics that wasn't talking about like different lies that Trump told during the debate, how epically Trump failed in the debate, how the only thing that wasn't talking about the Clinton thing and then Trump's performance was one of the other top posts about 4chan and r/TheDonald brigading every online poll they could find. Like, whenever I found that link, they actually posted to a comment thread that was being updated regularly with new polls that were being posted. So, they were, like, the polls are complete nonsense. They've been brigaded. They've been faked, basically.
And that's depressing because you can debate whether or not, no pun intended, you can debate whether or not Trump was good or Trump was bad, how his performance was, stuff like that. But what you cannot debate are the proven facts. And the proven facts are that he is a liar and has lied multiple times. And despite the fact that he is a liar, that is proven and on record, that a lot of these people who support him don't listen to that. They don't believe it. And this is coming from a conspiracy theorist who thinks that aliens crashed in Roswell in 1947.
Even today, on, I think it was Morning Joe on Fox News, Donald Trump claimed to have won the online CBS poll.
Yeah.
Guess what didn't exist?
What?
An online CBS poll about who won the debate.
He also said that he was holding back
because
he didn't want to embarrass Hillary.
Saw that. He also had the cyber. Can we talk about that for a second?
Not just the cyber, but I know you're going to get to it, but the thing that I hated the most about this was when he was questioned about Russians hacking the DNC and hacking the emails, and he said, I don't know if it was them. It could have been a 400-pound guy sitting on his mom's bed.
Oh, speaking of which.
And are you kidding me? This is the kind of guy you want as president. A guy who said during the debate, I swear to Christ, he said that his temperament is the best part about him. After he insults women,
better than
he insults fat people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, actually.
I'm going to get, for the record, for those of you that are listening going, okay, these guys are just retreading things they've said before. Yes, we are. But I promise, I swear, if you get through the smart stuff here in about 20 minutes, I'm just going to go off on a rant that's going to be very angry, a lot of cursing, and I'm going to dumb it down for all of you Trump supporters.
Yay.
Why do you do that to me?
I'm super excited for this.
Because I don't know. It bums me out.
Go back to your golf.
Oh, I'm
so
still there.
Be happy.
I'm winning the championship.
Apparently, after that comment about the 400-pound individual, someone actually went to one of the boards on 4chan, and the post was, which one of you 400-pound assholes hacked the DNC? One joked on the forum, it was a strange dig for Trump to make, considering the anonymous 4chan users have been among Trump's most ardent supporters. It got real ugly in 4chan today real quick, apparently. They did not appreciate that little jab at them.
These are the same people that then tricked the polls into looking like Trump won?
Not the same people. Basically, there exists, like, the group of hackers and stuff that browse 4chan. I'm gonna put hackers in air quotes. Most of them are just specialized in DDoS attacks, which a 4-year-old with some software could do. But anyway, it got real ugly in there from the quote 400-pound guy sitting on their couches. Yeah, it Pepe memes, Nazi flags, all sorts of fun stuff showing up there.
Oh, the Pepe memes, like, and that's just a media thing. It's a white nationalist meme. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's just super popular on 4chan.
It really is.
Like, it's not a.
we'll go ahead and go back. Like, Trump clearly showed that he has limited at best knowledge of computers.
What'd you
one
say,
of my
Shannon,
favorite,
like his 10-year-old?
Yeah, no, he is his Trump on cybersecurity. I have a son. He's 10-year-old. He has computers.
I'm sure he has the best computers.
I'm sure he does.
Everyone says it.
Everyone says it. And like, oh my God, the cyber that just bothered, because for those of you that didn't listen to the debate, there was the question of cybersecurity came up. Because, you know, the whole, like, email issue, like the DNC getting hacked, after Trump asked for it to be hacked, and all this other stuff that happened. And yeah, Trump started referring to cybersecurity issues as the cyber, as an entity that could be attacked or could attack.
The cyber sounds like a really good short story.
It sounds like the Matrix, like, Like, he just watched the Matrix trilogy. It's like, I got it.
Also, yeah,
I'm irritated.
I am too.
I'm irritated because now that Asa called me out on this, I'm irritated because I'm getting angrier thinking about it. Am I wasting my time, Asa? Are we wasting our time here talking about this?
No, it's cathartic. That's what this is for.
Is it cathartic?
A little bit.
I've lived my whole life being angry about things, and sometimes I feel like I'm the only one angry about them.
No, that's not true.
And I wish more people would get angry about it.
Well, I'm very angry.
But are we?
Yes.
Are we angry about it, or are we just on here spinning our wheels?
No, I'm very angry.
Because I'm angry about it because I see people that I know, like this guy who says these blatant lies, people that just cover their ears and don't listen to it. And you get on here these shows and you try to point out, no, you're wrong. Listen to me. You're wrong. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help the country. You're wrong. And they don't listen. And we do these shows over and over and over again, whether it be Trump or black people getting killed. And it's like, it's getting to the point where we don't care about it anymore.
That's I mean, we still true. Care. Like, and it, like, it's not that I don't care about the debate or any of that. It's just like, it might just be a difference between like you and I. Cause like, aside from like wrestling, but only because it doesn't really, like in the grand scheme of things, it's entertainment. It doesn't really matter. So like, I allow myself to kind of get worked up about that because I know it's just like, okay, I'll just vent at that. Nothing needs to change. Like, cause they're still gonna make money. It's still gonna happen. Like, they'll still do some good stuff, and then it's just kind of fun to get let out about the bad stuff. Whereas, like, serious stuff like this, it just makes me sad. And when I'm, like, actually upset about, like, real stuff, it doesn't help me personally to just, like, go off the handle, for lack of a better term. I'm not saying, like, oh, I'm not trying to, like, undercut you or anything. Like, if it helps you, off the leash, just get it. I want to see it, but just personally for me, it's just like
I don't know because
for me it makes me feel useless. Like that's just the feeling that I end up with. It's just like all of this stuff keeps happening. It's like it's like you're just crazy. You see it happening. You know it's wrong. We try to kind of get that out there, but it doesn't. But nothing changes.
And this is why I stop arguing on the internet. This is why I stop correcting people. Whenever they would, or when people would say something stupid online and I would argue with them. Jesse, you do this a lot. And I don't understand how you do it. I don't understand how you have the patience or the heart to keep arguing with people online when you know that's never going to change their mind. Because it gets to a point when I see shit like this person posting about this and I see this and eventually I get so sick of it. I just want to punch him in the fucking mouth. I'm tired of being smart. I'm tired of trying to talk to people. At some point, people just need to have their fucking face caved in, like this asshole online and those assholes that are supporting Trump. You are oh my God, you're so fucking ridiculous. And I can't knock enough people out in this. And I'm a big guy, so I can knock a lot of people out. But there's not enough room and there's not enough time in history to knock out every single person that deserves it. But Jesus Christ, I want to. I fucking hate every one of you that is supporting this. You're a bunch of fucking idiots. And if you're getting upset like this, if you're a friend of mine and you're mad because I'm talking about you're a Trump supporter, fuck it. I don't care. You're a fucking moron. And I wish you would just kill yourself and go die. You piece of shit.
I was with you till that very last part. Yeah.
What? Why should people like this be allowed to live?
Because they get to be wrong.
Yeah, but this is not something, this isn't wrestling. This isn't something where we can be wrong about and next week maybe they'll rewrite it. We're talking about the next 4 years of our country. We're talking about possibly changing everything forever. This could affect everything. And you're going to let fucking political lines dictate what you decide? You don't deserve to have a right to vote. You should have all of that shit taken away. I wish they would put you in front of a fucking firing squad and just take you out.
God damn. But like, I mean,
I'm just so pissed off right now.
I know. I share in some of that frustration, some of that hatred. Like basically what this is looking at from the outside, like for a Trump supporter, they're effectively people standing in front of a bus and just shouting, the bus is not going to hit us. The bus is not going to hit us. And I'm like, no, you dumb fuck, get out of the way. The bus is going to hit you.
There is a person that we're all very close to that called out on that legendary PZ85 chat about that we need to stop making fun of Trump supporters. That it's wrong. And we label them all as hick idiots and morons. And we have in the past made fun of those people. But my problem and the problem itself is that if it were just hick idiots, that were supporting Trump, we wouldn't have a problem because idiots support a lot of stupid things that never causes anyone any trouble.
Most of them will just forget when voting day is.
Suicide Squad made a lot of money.
Yes. But what you're seeing is intelligent people who are supporting a madman, if nothing else because of their political lines.
Yeah.
Who couldn't possibly agree with a liar who has proven to be a liar. In what world are these intelligent people seeing this overwhelming evidence of what a piece of shit Donald Trump is and going, well, that's not so bad. Like, surely he's a better president than Hillary Clinton. She's a woman. And isn't it funny that a female who is running for president is getting so much hate immediately after the first black president got so much hate? But it's not because they're minorities or because they're women. It's strictly because they're evil. Fuck you.
Did you see the Zach Galifianakis Between Two Ferns that Hillary Clinton did?
Oh, that was hilarious.
I didn't watch it. I heard about it.
It was really good, but one of the questions that he asked was, so the first political debate's next week. Have you really put a lot of thought into your outfit? and everything on that show was scripted, even though I have seen a couple people treat it like it was an actual interview.
Of course.
And that was rough. But her answer was really good, but it's, yeah, I don't know.
Did you hear Zach Galifianakis when he was asked whether or not Trump would be on?
Yeah, and he said no, because it wouldn't be fair to make fun of a mentally challenged person. but it's one of those things, like, because the point that I made in the chat is it's like, I'm like, we're not picking on someone's political beliefs.
No.
Because these are not political beliefs.
No, because there are no political beliefs to have.
Because Donald Trump has yet to lay out a concrete plan or answer or anything. Mm-hmm. Everything that every time he's done, like if this debate last night would have been, okay, we're in a world economy. What are you going to do for the economy? And he laid out, okay, this is what I think should happen. Okay, well, here's, how do you feel about foreign policy? How do you feel about healthcare? How do you feel about any issue? And he laid out, this is what I think, and here's what I'm going to do about it. And he stuck by that, as opposed to contradicting himself in a week's time or contradicting something that he's already said that he was going to do. Like, he's done nothing but.
Like how he used to be all for, like, he used to be pro-choice.
100% pro-choice. 100%.
Now he is very, very much.
Well, then he said that pro-life. Anyone involved in an abortion, there should be punishments to be had, which then a week later he went back on and said that he was misquoted, taken out of context.
He also used to be for increased gun control.
Yep.
Now he is wholeheartedly against.
Hillary's going to come and take him.
Yep.
You better stock up now.
Better stock up now. Before Hillary comes to try to take
the guns. Well,
maybe
the Second Amendment people can do something about it.
Yeah. Maybe.
But so it's not like, because in the previous elections, like, I didn't have a problem with my friends who voted a different way than I did. Because, okay, Romney has a plan. I may not agree with that plan, but at least, like, he has an idea and he knows what he's doing. Trump doesn't. He's just like, what are you going to do about healthcare? Oh, I have a great idea.
It's huge. It's a great plan.
It's the best idea.
I can't tell you.
Ask anyone.
Okay. It's going to be so much fun.
Can you give me any specifics? Well, no.
No. Someone else doesn't even say,
He just said, don't worry about it. It's going to be a great plan.
It's great.
And so it's not political belief. So if someone is supporting Trump, it's hard to see it as a political thing. Like, how could you be so, he hasn't given any sort of politics.
No.
It's only like all we've seen from him is fear mongering and bigotry.
Yeah.
So that's what it seems like. Has to be what people are attaching themselves to.
Well,
because it's either that or it's just I'm so blindly opposed to Democrats.
Or women. Or minorities.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at all of the people that criticize Hillary Clinton and support Donald Trump. They, one, cannot give you why they dislike Hillary Clinton other than to call her a liar or a bitch or other things that I've seen people say about her. With no evidence to back up why they dislike her other than the fact that she is a woman and a Democrat. They also can't tell you why they like Trump. Other than he either tells it like it is, he's not afraid to speak his mind, or the wall. I swear to God, that sounds ridiculous, but if you listen to any Trump supporter, especially the ones they show on TV, they'll tell you the wall is one of the biggest things that they love about Trump. By the way, you know that's impossible, right?
Mexico is not going to pay for a wall.
Mexico's not going to pay for it, and we're not going to build it.
I was going to say, not only is Mexico not going to pay for it, he's not going to pursue it because he actually did an interview where he said, no, that's not going to happen.
For Donald Trump, this is a game. This, if he loses the election, he'll just go somewhere else and swindle other people. He doesn't care.
Someone tweeted, and I loved it, the fact that it's like, man, I can't wait for in 2017 for him to give an interview and they ask him about his presidential campaign. And he answers with, oh no, I never ran for president.
I don't recall that.
I don't recall.
Call Sean.
I don't even mean that. It's just, I don't recall running for president.
Call Sean Hannity. He'll tell you. At the 2016.
It was
election.
All a joke. I was just joking. Sarcasm.
And I want to point out.
Just take it out of context.
Now that I'm not quite as angry, I really love people. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I love people. I want everyone to be okay. And these people that are pro-Trump, especially people that I know, I care about them. And I cannot understand why they are doing this. Well, I know that sounds kind of pathetic. It almost sounds clingy. Don't understand why you were doing this.
I was talking to Jonathan Atwood earlier today while I was watching the debate. And he actually brought up he summed up an idea that I've had too, though just it perfectly. The fact that, I know a lot of people you would otherwise think
great
were
people.
Wonderful, open-minded people.
People
who were deeply disturbed by Obama getting elected in ways they probably couldn't put a name to. These people don't think of themselves as racist, sexist, etc. I don't know why I can't talk tonight.
See, I thought you were trying to you couldn't figure that out. I'm so sorry. I know you're so much smarter than that. My brain turned off for a second.
Thanks, Asa.
I love you.
Because in their heads, that means white hoods and the kind of gender roles that Duggars espouse. It just makes them uncomfortable. And then they watch their 401ks melt in the recession. They watch the lifestyle they knew were tacitly promised slide away to embrace Hillary. They'd have to go towards the things that make them uncomfortable. That are the idea that maybe the world they were used to wasn't so great after all. And here comes this guy speaking a language they understand, telling them that he'll make it all better. He'll make it all go away. He'll bring back law and order. He'll bring the jobs back, and just trust him. All you have to do is sit back and vote. And he'll make it better. For better or worse, that's seductive.
It is. And a lot of people, especially when people are fed up, use buzzwords, use vague answers. There's a reason that people follow cults. There's a reason that people get obsessed with masters and leaders. It's because they tell them things that they want to hear. They prey on those insecurities and that weakness inside of you that makes you want to live better or do better, or like you said, live like you used to live. And that's what Trump has done. He has preyed on these people with no answers, with no real vision, but he's gotten such a huge following because he tells them what they want to hear and he says it in the way they like to hear it.
Yeah.
And I know smart people that are being seduced by this devil, and I don't understand it. And we always say, come on the show and tell us why you support Trump. At this point, it's clear no one will ever do that.
No, I even offered money.
And that's fine. We got the drunk parade behind us. It's Tuesday. Why not?
It's one of those things. I lost my train of thought completely.
If people don't want to come on the show and tell us why they support Trump, I truly believe it's because they don't know why. They can't give me an honest answer other than, I don't like Hillary. Or Trump's going to make America great again. Those aren't real answers.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not a huge fan of Hillary.
I am not
either. I voted for Sanders in the primary. Cause it's one of those things that's Trump speaks his mind. And it's like I said before, earlier today. You know who else speaks his mind? Bernie Sanders. Yeah, rich people have too much money. Poor people are living in squalor. It's not right that someone working 40 hours a week, no matter what that job is, can't support themselves or their families. I don't like that, so I'm gonna try to do something about it. Oh, well no, it's handouts. Did you get your free something whenever you went and voted for him?
That drives me nuts.
Yeah, and so it's always been like that, though. It's just that...
It has, but it's never been this bad. You said it earlier. You don't recall any other election where you weren't upset, where you were upset with where people were voting. I remember back in college when it was John Kerry versus George W. Bush. And I said, don't vote for Bush. Bush is an awful president. Vote for Kerry. And I realize now, you know who really wasn't that bad of a president? George Bush. He really wasn't. Mm. No, in the grand scheme of things, he was not
to Donald Trump.
In the grand scheme of things, he started an illegal war drove the economy down to what was hands down the worst it's been since the Great Depression.
But not the worst president we've ever had.
He's in the running.
He's in the running for top five.
I'm not saying he's a great president.
They didn't name poverty-stricken areas after him. Like they did with Hoovervilles.
Yeah.
So he's not the worst person. He's not the worst president we've ever had. But even then, I didn't like him. And it was civil. you're voting for Bush, I think you're making a mistake. Vote for Kerry. When Obama ran against John McCain, I actually liked John McCain quite a bit.
I did too. And the only reason that I didn't 100% like really have a hard time with that election is because of Sarah Palin.
Exactly. Same. Yeah.
If he had picked any other running mate, would have been a much harder decision.
You use the term picked as if he said, give me Sarah Palin. I'm sure that was the Republican party going,
oh, yeah.
You know what? Put a woman in there. That'll combat the black guy.
Not just that. Yeah. A lot of the, cause I was conservative at this point in my life.
You were. I remember that.
When McCain was running. And I remember having a problem with, I thought McCain was too liberal for a Republican candidate. They put Sarah Palin in there because she was so right wing, she was flying in circles. So, like, yeah, that's the reason they put her in there. And it didn't work.
Oh, the only thing it did was give a lot of porn parodies something to shoot for.
I mean, she has a solid reality show career out of it.
Oh, yeah.
The most ridiculous thing I can remember from that election, because I was young, you know, I was in, I think, junior high at the time. And so all my friends were like, oh, I remember people saying, I wish it was Sarah Palin and Barack Obama running together. And I was like,
because of a black guy and a woman?
I assume so, because I don't know what other basis they had.
I don't remember anybody being cool with Palin. Like, none of my conservative friends.
Oh, I remember people being cool with Palin in the sense that they thought she was hot. Literally. Like, I remember people going, oh, she's so hot. That's a great reason to elect someone to presidency.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't have a problem when, and by the way, yeah, Palin shot John McCain in the foot. And then, you know, years later, backed the guy that criticized John McCain for getting caught.
Oh yeah, he's not real war heroes don't get captured.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then Sarah Palin backed him, by the way, of when Obama ran against Romney. I actually liked Romney a little bit. Not a lot, but I thought
I didn't like Romney.
Actually, you know what? I didn't have as big of a problem with Romney until he picked Paul Ryan. Because Paul Ryan at the time was very much against net neutrality.
Well, the thing about,
and again, you have to wonder, did he actually pick? Of course, he didn't actually pick Paul Ryan. I can't think of a single president that said, "I want him as my running mate."
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Obama and Biden picked Biden. Didn't pick Biden.
Oh, I doubt he did.
No, I think he might have. I love Joe Biden. Dude's nuts.
He
but
is,
but in like the fun uncle kind of way.
He's endearing. Joe Biden.
Yeah, like, yeah. And it's. Here's an embarrassing thing about Asa. For the longest time, I assumed that's how the presidency, vice presidency worked. Was, oh, I'm good friend. Like, I'm best friends with this person. You know, we have similar career paths. Like, I want him on my team because I love you. Like, you're my guy. Like, you're going to be my vice president. That's how I assumed it worked forever until embarrassingly recently. So I just assumed, like, oh, Obama and Biden, like, that's a buddy cop movie I would watch the hell out of. Like, and all the memes about, like, of just showing, like, Joe just with that smile, like, pointing, and then Obama, like, stern face.
I mean, go watch the skits on SNL with The Rock Obama.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Biden bloopers. Yeah. That was really good. But, even then, Obama versus Romney. By the way, Romney is basically what Trump wants to be.
Yeah, no.
A successful businessman who's a legit politician.
Romney is actually Trump light. Or you could say that Trump is Romney dialed up to 11. Because basically, like, and one of the things that I saw today that I really agreed with and just really kind of struck me, Romney lost in 2012 due in large part to many people thinking he is an out-of-touch, arrogant businessman. In 2016, they nominated someone who is far more out-of-touch, far more arrogant, and far less of a businessman.
And you know who came out to criticize Donald Trump?
Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Called him every name in the book. You know who's not voting for Donald Trump?
Any living president?
Every living president.
Yeah.
George Bush Sr., none of them are voting for. Yeah, none of them are voting.
Obviously Carter wouldn't.
Are voting for Trump. And all of those previous elections, where I remember people, not a single person got as violent or as crazy over the election as it is this time. People disagreed with the other candidate, and there was mudslinging, as there always is,
right,
but never to the level of embarrassment that our country is suffering right now.
I mean, it's like
caused entirely by Donald Trump.
Because it's like Asa said, like, normally it's just, it's one side versus the other in every election. It's, you know, the liberal ideals versus conservative ideals, which, you know, has existed forever. But in this election cycle, it really is effectively hate versus decency.
And somehow Donald Trump has emerged as somehow an underdog in the sense that
he's a contender.
He's a contender. He's the
baffling,
the non-politician. He's the voice of the voiceless, whatever you want to say, that he is somehow like the hero of the story to rise up and save all these people when he is legitimately one of the biggest villains in real life history.
Cause I mean, if you want to know the basics of what happened, okay, trickle down economics. That was great for Donald Trump and all of his buddies. It was great for them. Then trickle down economics ended because it caused the biggest recession since the Great Depression. So now we've actually got the economy is, you know, back in shape. We're actually doing, you know, much better than we were 8 years ago. And therefore Trump and all of his buddies are seeing less money. Time to bring back trickle down.
Which is probably why Trump won't release his tax returns.
Oh, he absolutely won't release. No, that's not going to happen.
Also, at the debate, Hillary Clinton pointed out that Donald Trump was rooting for the housing crisis, like you were talking about when the economy got terrible. And he many times said it was beneficial to him as an investor.
He actually interrupted Clinton just to say that that just makes me a good businessman. That's just good business.
Donald Trump is a terrible person.
I mean, it is good business to start up a company, have it fail, declare bankruptcy so you recoup all of your losses.
Mm-hmm. And also, the entire, like, building of a new building, mm-hmm. you don't pay those contractors near what you said you would.
Or at all.
Did you guys see the story of the person that didn't get paid? Like, he was one of the contractors working for Trump. I don't remember what he did with the building, but he finished the project and he didn't get payment from Trump. So he reached out to them like, hey, well, you know, what's the deal? Why haven't I gotten paid? And they sent back, you'll get money soon. And they sent him like a check for a fourth of what they quoted him or a fourth of what his price was. And he was like, well, hold on. I wanted, you know, like we talked about this much. And it finally got up to Trump. And Trump basically said, like, look, you can sue me. You'll probably win eventually. But by the time you're done drowning in legal fees and all the lawyers you're going to have to hire, you'll have made less money. So you might as well just take this check and walk away.
And plus, Donald Trump has all of the money that he can use for it. Or he can just dip into that Trump Foundation money, which he's done multiple times before, to purchase things for himself.
Mm-hmm. Like dinners with Salma Hayek.
I still stand by that one. Yeah. I would dip into the Patreon to get dinner with Salma Hayek. I'm not going to lie. Sorry. That's just going to happen. Maybe I'll shoot for a lesser celebrity at this point. What's America Ferrera doing? Probably not a lot these days. That's a deep cut.
I mean,
speaking of women, Jesse, what about all the things Donald Trump said about women? I got a little list here of things. I'm just going to point out a couple of the more recent ones. Like where he said that a woman should only get paid, equally to a man if she does, quote unquote, if you do the same, if you're going to make the same if you do as good of a job.
Right.
So women need to have their salary based on how effective they are versus men who just get paid that to begin with. Or when he said, oh, by the way, he said he never said that.
No, yeah.
But it's documented that he did. He said that pregnancy is an inconvenience to employers. He never said that either.
No, he didn't say that.
But he did.
Also worth mentioning something that Bernie Sanders was fighting for was an extended paid maternity and paternity leave because we are dead last in
developed nations.
Yeah. Why I couldn't think of that phrase. With like some places get upwards of a year.
Switzerland right now is nuts because they have so few people having babies over in Switzerland. They have commercials telling people, please have sex and have children.
And I find that hard to believe because Swiss people are so hot. Allie.
I saw a video. I didn't actually watch the video. I watched the first part of it, but then I had to do something, so I didn't get to finish it. But it was Neve from Catfish because his fiance, I think is what she is pregnant. And they did a video on the maternity leave and paternity leave that America has and how sad it is. And one of my coworkers had a baby and she got less time off than the grandmother of someone else. Like her daughter had a child and she got more time off than my coworker actually having the child.
Yeah. In the time that I've worked where I do, I've seen just multiple coworkers, become pregnant and have children. And it's, to me, like, I can't believe it. Recently there was a girl that I work with that had her baby and was back to work like in less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, how? And I asked her, and she's like, because I have bills.
Yeah, it's not good
and
on the...
And that's just, like...
Parents, it's not good on the child. It's not good for anyone.
And also, if you look at, like, the cost of childcare, if you don't have, like, say, your parents, or, you know, the grandparents of the child, to watch them or someone to watch them, mm-hmm. like, it can cost upwards of $30,000 per year for childcare, just to have someone to watch the child during the day. And, I mean, that's another salary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that is more than, like, a lot of people would make in a year.
What were we talking about? I missed the point. I'm sorry. All right. Completely off topic. But while you guys said that, I was looking at a Donald Trump article, and there was a thing that's on Facebook that said, click here, Power Rangers poster under attack. And I thought, okay, I need to know what this is.
Because they're dumb?
No, because apparently the tagline for the Yellow Rangers poster is "No driver's ed necessary." And people are saying, you know, the original actress died in a car accident, right? So... Mm. So, I, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the show there.
No, I mean.
But I thought.
I feel
is that offensive? Cause I mean.
I think it's just like, I have to assume that wasn't done intentionally.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Is that the only poster it says that on?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause like, I think what they're supposed to mean is it's like.
She's a kid.
No, well, not even that. It's just like, you're control, like, it's more about the Zord than the Ranger.
Yeah.
So it's, you know. No, you don't need a driver's ed because pretty much the Zord does everything. You just kind of, give you do this. You just kind of like,
yeah, I always wondered how they controlled those Zords with just levers.
And elaborate hand motions.
The brain.
That's how I do everything. All right. We only got about 10 minutes left. And,
so I do want to just mention real quick a few, cause I went ahead and looked up cause I was curious. I've looked this up before. Just, the way maternity leave works in other, you know, developed nations. Yeah. We'll go ahead and start with in the United States, you are guaranteed 12 weeks maternity leave. They can't fire you. However, they don't have to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
You get nothing.
We have 0 weeks paid. Maternity
right.
leave.
But if you work as well as a man.
Well, then you wouldn't have gotten pregnant. So, and cost the company that kind of time.
What an inconvenience.
Yep. If you look at that, say, compared to, Germany. Germany, you get 14 months.
14 months?
14 months, and you get 67% of your wages for 14 months.
That's ridiculous.
So yeah, you get over a year for maternity leave and you get 2/3 of your wages.
So you get to sit at home with a baby making money while other people are out there working hard. I got nothing. I don't know where I'm
socialism.
Going.
Socialism.
Come get your guns.
Socialism's the devil.
And turn you gay.
Can't handle that. Can't handle
that. That's legal now.
Yeah.
Bulgaria.
Do-do-doon. Do-do-doon.
There you go. I was
Asa,
for
do
that.
Punch.
do crush.
You get 410 days, which obviously a little bit more than a year and a few months. You get 90% of your wages. And parents can also take an additional year of paid parental leave at minimum wage.
Oh, you know what? You know why I feel terrible right now?
Why's that?
Because for a moment, I almost saw the way Trump was thinking. Imagine you're a small business owner or you're a business owner and one of your workers, let's say you're on a tight budget. And one of your workers gets pregnant and she's gone for a year while you have to pay her 90% of her wages and you have to bring on extra staff to cover for her while she's gone. Now you're paying double for one person. And I could almost see someone going, well, that's not right. So I have to pay for this person because she had a kid.
The difference is I'm pretty sure that this is not coming from the small employer. This is coming from the government.
Big.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like corporate, cause certain corporations do offer paid time off. Like,
which they should. I mean, I don't want people to think that I'm saying it's bad. No, I agree.
It's not required. It's not legally required.
Yeah. The difference is, what Asa is saying here, like, the United States shouldn't require employers to pay employees paternity leave. It should be like a government fund. It's part of like a socialist system.
No child gets left behind.
Instead of you know, losing $1 trillion that just got handed to the military, maybe put just a tiny fraction of that into, you know, people. Well,
just a few billion.
See, Trump has a plan for that.
It's the best plan.
He said we can just print more money. He said that.
We're missing Trump's biggest piece of advice here. All we have to do to be successful in life is reach out to our parents.
Deal.
Oh, no, what? All we have to do is reach out to our parents.
Well, I'm fucked.
Grab that multi-million dollar loan and just start up a business. That's all we have to do.
I would do that, but first I would have to have the money to buy the Ouija board to reach my parents and find out where their secret stash was.
I'm going to need that $14 million. I promise I will start a successful business with it.
What's your business?
Hotels.
It's going to be the best
that
business.
That seems worked.
Oh, well, there are so many hotels. What kind of hotels?
The best hotel.
Hotels for bodyguards? yeah, I'm so frustrated.
See, and then like,
Sometimes I think about just turning this show into a happy show. Like, let's just talk about things that we enjoy. Let's talk about things that are fun, that bring smiles to our faces. Let's talk about comic books. Let's talk about villains. Let's talk about, well, we are talking about villains.
But the ones that we kind of end up rooting for.
Let's talk about kittens. Let's talk about happy things. Like, why come on this show and do this to ourselves? And I keep telling myself over and over again, it's because if you can reach one person and change their mind about what they're doing, and if you can show them that they're wrong, or at least make them question it, you don't even have to agree with me, but just question everything.
See, and that's the biggest thing, though.
But we're not.
Well, and it's not even that. It's not even like that. It's just that the majority of people that we know that come into the store and used to come into the store refuse to question it. This is what I was told by TV or my parents or the internet. So that's what has to be true. And any sort of conflicting source or fact or audio recording of the exact thing I'm denying.
Or live speech.
Like, it's just, oh no, I'm not going to pay attention to that because it's fake and wrong and it's inconvenient for me to try to disrupt my own, you know, just perfect little world that I've wrapped myself in.
You're in your own little bubble.
And to go way back to the thing that you said, Johnny Atwood?
Yes.
Jonathan Atwood.
He only likes it for whatever reason when Shannon calls him Johnny.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jonathan Atwood.
Mr.
I don't know you, so I apologize. I'm a 5-star man, though, so that helps. But the thing that he said where it's like people think of racism as one way, and it's so much more than that. Because absolutely, there are multiple levels of racism. And it's easy to just go straight to the extreme of the sheets and the burning lowercase
hanging
t's
and
ghost
and
costumes,
like that, yeah,
stuff like that. So people don't want to think that, oh, well, I have this uncomfortableness with having a woman president or a black president, or just, you know, oh, well, this family moved into my neighborhood. I mean, they're nice people. I they seem really great.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's great, but, oh.
A little nervous.
Just that little, oh. Like, and they don't want to equate those two things. They really don't want to acknowledge that.
Because they don't want to admit that they were racist.
Right. Because it is, you know, because there is such, I mean, as there should be a stigma to it, but it's like, I mean, it's not like, I think people are going to automatically be too hard on themselves.
Yeah. I was.
So they're going to be so busy overcompensating for how they feel that they're not actually going to be able to acknowledge and work on the very doable task of, oh, hey, so here's a prejudice that I didn't even know I had.
Yeah.
I'm going to take steps to try to eliminate that.
Yeah, because let me let you, all of you listening in on a little secret. Everybody is prejudiced in one way or another. There is, nobody is perfect. There is something that makes you uncomfortable that you deny to yourself because you think it makes you a horrible person. It doesn't. Everybody is prejudiced in some way. Everybody is racist a little bit in some way. The point is that you don't hide that and try to shield everyone from seeing it, is you find out why you have a problem with it and you work on it. We grow and we progress, and maybe someday we won't feel that way anymore. But don't be afraid to admit, I have a problem. I used to get so upset when I saw the Black Lives Matter thing, because in my mind, all lives matter. All lives matter. Why are you saying Black Lives Matter? And then I realized that I had a problem with it because I think maybe I don't know. I took offense that it was all about black people, and maybe that makes me a little racist. I would like to work on that and be better.
And you have.
And like, I've tried.
The show that we did last week, like, because you talked about that a little bit more as well. Just like, no, you acknowledge the fact that it's, oh no, you know, this was it, you know. Not calling you selfish, but it kind of comes from that selfish, like,
yeah, the selfish center.
This is a movement that doesn't directly involve me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore it's wrong.
Right.
But I was wrong. And the point is, if you take nothing away from this show, and I know I was very, very mean earlier and said some things that are probably stupid, and I'm sure I've lost some people that won't want to talk to me after this, but if you take anything from this, is that Trump is not the person to lead us into anything. The future. Yeah, he is not going to help you.
He's going to bring us right into the wall of Berlin and right around the 40s.
Yeah, certain little guy. Which, by the way, I said this to you guys earlier, and I mean it. This same person in the chat said he agreed with Trump on something. I agree with Trump on some things. I agree with lots of people on some things. It doesn't mean that I'm going to follow their lead. You can agree with people that you don't like or that you don't want to vote for. That's just some things you just have common ground on.
Well, and it's like I said with Gary Johnson, like, and you, Jesse, it's, you know, a lot of what you say is progressive and aligns itself with what I personally believe, but I can't make that vote for someone based on that, like on his tax plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about what policies you prioritize.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can be, like I said, I think I said in that chat, like, I am almost 90% with Gary Johnson. Mm-hmm. I can't do another set of trickle-down economics. Right. Like, his tax plan is bad.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things we don't agree with Hillary Clinton on.
Right.
Well, absolutely. I mean, but
policy-wise, like, I can't think of much I disagree with Hillary on, honestly.
I disagree with Trump way more, but there are some things that if you 100% follow any politician blindly and go, I agree with everything they're saying, then there's something wrong.
And it might just be, kind of a little bit of the inner conspiracy theorist, like too much time on the internet for me, but like just the entire thing with the DNC and the primaries,
how they
just seemed, it just feels so shady and just.
It is.
And so that's the reason it's like, I can't really like. I mean, I would probably, like, if it was, you know, it's Hillary versus Trump. Those are the two big candidates. Like, I still don't feel myself 100%. I'm 100% against Trump instead of 100% with Hillary.
Agreed.
And I hate that's how our political system works.
And that's your choice. Yeah. Those are your choices because you know who's not going to win the election? Gary Johnson or Jill Stein.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I even included them earlier in my conversation with, you know, people who are in the running, like in terms of who I think would be the best candidate, including all four of them, Hillary Clinton, I still think is the best candidate of the four. Jill Stein is just Bernie Sanders amped up to 11, but without a plan. Gary Johnson has a lot of great ideas, but again, horrible tax plan. Donald Trump, well, and then Hillary Clinton, yeah, that's our best bet, in my opinion.
All joking aside, when this person said you make fun of Trump supporters too much, and you just said Trump, well, you know, and we're just going vaguely, Trump's awful because he is. But if you look into it, actually look into Donald Trump, the man, and what he stands for and what his plans are, there's no way you can support him in good conscience.
I mean, the main reason I said whale is because we've spent the last hour talking about why Trump is a bad choice.
And I'm appealing to the people out there who do still support him.
Oh, they stopped listening a long time ago.
Oh no, some of them I'm sure listen to the very end because they want to be angry. That's what Trump supporters do. They want to be angry. They find reasons to be mad about something because Trump will then appeal to that rage. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm appealing to your common sense of decency. If you support Donald Trump, please just look into it. And if you're mad at me, I make no apologies. I apologize for saying you should be murdered. I apologize for that. But I don't apologize for saying that if you support Trump legitimately, if you support him based on his platform, then you have found the golden ticket because no one else knows what his platform is. But if you support Donald Trump because of the things he says and because he appeals to that sense of you that feels like you've been slighted, that's not reason enough to vote in this election for Donald Trump.
No,
it's not. And that's just it. Let's get out of here. But before we do, we've burned a couple bridges. Let's try to repair some by promising something fun. So starting next week, of course, it's October, so we're going to be doing Terrifying Tanner Thursdays on Thursdays. I'm excited about that. But we're also going to have something special going on this show in October. And we're pretty excited about this, too.
Yes.
And I think we can safely say, I don't know if after this show if they'll want to say it, so let's say it now, that in conjunction with Villainous Grounds in Perryville, who knows after this show if they're still going to be a part of it, we're going to be doing Villains Month here on Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man, where each week we're going to be talking about our favorite villains. From video games, comic books, movies,
and then I think the last week is just going to be
we have a wild card.
Yeah, we have kind of the wild card, the honorable mentions, and other like books, TVs, just stuff we didn't quite get to.
Yeah, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I think next week we're going to start with comics.
I think so.
Yeah, so next week on this show, before Terrifying Tanner Thursdays happen, we're going to be talking about our favorite villains in comics. Who is the best villain in comics? It's Magneto.
and it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're mad at us for getting all political and making you mad and saying that we wish you'd been put in front of a firing squad, next week, it's back to fun.
Actually, weren't we going to start Terrifying 10 of Thursdays this Thursday for that movie list?
I know that's what he wants to do, but let's check, see if Tanner's going to be there at this point. It's not October.
I know. That's why we're doing the movie list now.
Okay.
That way they have a movie every day in October.
I can feel fairly confident saying that if it doesn't do the movie list on Thursday, if that doesn't start it, I'm sure there will be a great list posted on Blogzilla 1985.
Assuming we get that site updated. We actually,
is it still not?
Actually, not quite yet, but I got a great background from Lindsay. She did, you know, that cityscape that
I
have?
Did you do my,
She has Godzilla in the background of it, and it looks really cool. She did a little bit different, though. She went with 8-bit pixelated Godzilla from the Nintendo game, stomping through the city. It still looks cool. I'll show it to you a little bit later. But yeah.
Or if anything, the list that we did last week, if anyone still has that.
Has what?
Last year.
We had a list?
Not last week.
Last year.
We've got all new horror movies because some horror movies have come out in the past year that have been really good, and I want to add some of those to my list. Even, I wouldn't say it's probably not going to be on my list, but we saw Blair Witch, and it was really good. So there have been a lot of good horror movies that have come out in the past year that we're going to talk about. I don't remember, was it Follows on last year's list?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was.
I think I put it on mine.
See, you saw it in theater though.
Yeah.
I think the rest of us had to wait.
So I think I put it on mine.
Okay. So we're going to have updated lists of what movies you need to watch this October. So this Thursday, we're going to do that if Tanner's still going to be there. And that's it for us tonight. We hope you're still listening. If not, I hope you listen long enough for Podbean to count your view. And on that note, we'll see you tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. And yeah, that's it. So have a good night and look into what you're voting for. That's all I'm asking. Have a good night, guys.